U.S. greater than want a kitchen island counter? Majin shares how she made hers using only RM300 at IKEA. World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz Want a Kitchen Island Counter? Majin shares how she made hers using only RM300 at IKEA News. Want a kitchen island counter? Majin shares how she made hers using only RM300 at IKEA. Woman shares how stranger airdrops rape threats to her iPhone on a public bus. Watch, adorable doggo collects owner's mail from postman. A UK policeman actually knelt on a man's neck. Just in, 5 new clusters detected in Malaysia. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Psychologist explains why some men like to do their business naked. Malaysian comedian, people should stop using and normalizing the word kelling. Meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. Meet Izati Souza, the talented Malaysian artist behind these trending tote bags. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Tumuan Orang Asli community, here's their story. People Features Lifestyle. Ubisoft's new game has a Malaysian character from Pekan, Pahang. Fly like your favorite Chinese drama characters at this tourist spot in China. These hilarious sticker packs for LINE are just food items from literally every angle. New Yorkers can't get enough of this Malaysian capitium. This Majin custom made an Oku Myvi seat to drive his handicapped father around. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. Creator of the smiley face only got paid $45 and never received royalty. Meme compilation, is this real life or are we all just cake? 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Grant Imahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after 6-day search. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Should MP Bailing's recent Galap apology be considered enough? Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos, Shepherd plays Who's Most Malaysian. The New Norm, How Malaysians Enjoy Ice Cream with Friends? Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. For those of you who have seen numerous television cooking shows or home decor transformations, chances are you have come to appreciate the beauty of having a kitchen island counter. What makes the kitchen island counter such a coveted decor staple? Nobody knows, but it sure looks really cool. It's also, predictably very expensive to make, if you contact a contractor and a carpenter. Or is it really? Well, if you ask netizen at @yat_asmal, she'll tell you that making a kitchen counter of your own doesn't mean having to fork out thousands of ringgit. After all, she only spent RM300 for hers. Taringan nak ada kitchen island tapi dapur tak besar? Budget pun tak banyak, tak pay, DIY sag grin. Semua ni I buat sendiri and belly from IKEA. Total DLM arm 300 jair. Murakan, tinggi 86 cm by panjang 92 cm by lebar 53 cm grimacepic.twitter.com/xnefj6al. Hi, @yat_asmal, July 9, 2020. Yup, with only RM300 and a quick trip to the local IKEA, she managed to create a convincing-looking kitchen island counter of her own that fits seamlessly into the decor of her already gorgeously appointed kitchen. Included in the Twitter post is a list of things she bought, which included a very large bamboo chopping board for the countertop, that's genius, a shelving unit as the base which doubles as storage, some metal feet for the counter, and wood treatment oil. All you need are these four items. All you need are these four items. The rest is just down to assembly, which resulted in a truly functional yet beautiful kitchen island counter that is sure to impress guests. The final product measures 86 centimeters in height, 92 centimeters in length, and 53 centimeters in width. The end product is just as beautiful as it is practical. Look at all those baskets for extra storage too. She also goes on to advise that the use of the wood treatment oil is extremely important, as that will help ensure that the surface of the bamboo chopping board remains pristine throughout use. So what do you guys think? RM300 for a kitchen island counter, are you guys inspired to give this one a go yourself? Let us know. Also read, meet Siaza, the Majin designer who turns old broken furniture into luxurious pieces. Source, at yat_asml_tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article, advertise, contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.